So we read from the second book of Kings, chapter 5. We learn something of the power of God. The marvelous grace and patience of God. And the forbearing love that never turned aside. Chapter 5, second book of Kings. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in battle, but he was a leper. And the Syrians have gone out by company, and have brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God, my lord, forbid the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his lord, saying, "That and that said the maid that is of the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go to, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy." And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man hath sent unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he treateth a quarrel against me." And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, "Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the latter. And of Abana and Babel, rivers of Damascus, men and all the waters of Israel, may I not wash in them, and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servant came near and spake unto him, and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee choose and break him, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he said to thee, wash and be clean?" Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. and did themselves to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a lesson of thy servant, that he shall, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive mine. And he's urging to take it, that he will do. And there on such other not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant, who moves there in the earth. For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord found thy servant, of them thy master brought into the house of Rimmon to worship them. And he leaneth on thy hand, and I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord found thy servant in this day. And he said unto him, Go in peace. First of all, I want you to notice the wonderful power of God. We are told that by Naaman, the children, he delivered the nation of Syria. He has power, almighty power, belong to our God. You remember what Daniel said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, that he was to learn. 7 years would pass over him. He was to be deposed from his kingdom, until he would learn that the Lord ruler is the kingdom of the children of men. And so it was for us to remember, we have a God who loves us, and a God who has all power. And what a wonderful story it is. He's not only able to raise up nations and deliver them, but he can deliver the individual too. And so we see that God is dealing with Naaman the Syrian before ever Naaman knew the Lord. And how wonderful that you and I, who belong to the Lord Jesus, we were written in the book of God before the foundation of this world in which we live. It is recorded that God has shown us in Christ Jesus that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. How marvelous that God thought of me and you who belong to him before ever we learn to know him as our Savior God. And so it is a wonderful story of Naaman the Syrian. But you notice, the little maid of Israel, taken a captive, torn away from her loved one, from the land of her nativity. It was through the suffering of another that Naaman the Syrian was to be blessed. And all beloved, in Romans chapter 8, it is recorded, Who shall ascend into heaven to bring Christ down? Or who shall descend into the depth to raise up Christ again? How wonderful! No power for preaching or touching, but it was the power of not divine that brought the Savior from above to suffer, die on Calvary's cross for you and for me. And there is a wonderful story about Naaman the Syrian. We also see the mighty power of the Word of God. In Isaiah, I think it's chapter 55, God said, My word shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that whereunto I have sent it. And so the little maiden waited upon Naaman's wife, and to speak out of a full heart, Would God, my Lord,
was with the prophet, that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And the servant of Naaman is passing by, and the word of God went forth in all its mighty power. And he went on to his master, and he said, "Master, back and back," said the man of Israel. And we find out God's word began to move the heart of men. The king of Syria says to Naaman, "Go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." And so we find that Naaman prepared his horses and his chariot, his talent of silver and gold, his 10 changes of raiment, and he went to the king of Israel. But how many people are doing just that? Instead of going to the one man, the mediator between God and men, the man like Jesus, they try some other way and go some other way according to their own thought and their own way. Until we find once again the marvelous patience of God. The prophet Elijah says, "Let him come down now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." And so Naaman came with his horses, with his chariot, his silver, and his gold. He was prepared to pay well, for he's sure that then there it is, he stands at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger, sent the word of God to him, "Go and dip thyself 7 times in Jordan, and thou shalt be clean." A definite promise, a wonderful promise. "Dip thyself 7 times in Jordan, and thou shalt be clean." The word of the Lord to Naaman. But Naaman was angry. He said, "I thought he would come up to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." Well, God in his wonderful grace bore with him. Naaman must have been a lovely character, because he had servants who loved him, who cared for him. And those servants went near unto Naaman and said, "My master, if the prophet has bade you to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather when he said, 'Wash and be clean'?" And then I found here Naaman saying to the driver of his chariot, "Drive down to the banks of Jordan." And down they went to the river Jordan. And as we may stand and look on, we see Naaman stepping down from the chariot. Those horses on that chariot have driven him to many victories over many powerful foes. But there was nothing that Naaman the leper could do to cure his own leprosy. And it is Naaman the leper that stepped down from the chariot, and he went out into the river Jordan, and he dipped himself once. Not a fancy seeing Naaman looking down on the leprosy. It was still there. He went down the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth time. The leprosy is still there. And then he dipped himself the seventh time. And behold, Naaman is clean. The leprosy is gone. What joy must have filled his heart had he realized that he was healed and cleansed by the mighty power of God. Notice, it was not the old church pastor, but it was new flesh. It was like the flesh of a little child, a newborn child. You must be born again, says the Lord, unto Nicodemus. And that is true of every one of us. And so we find now Naaman returns to give thanks. You remember the 10 lepers who were cleansed by the Lord? but only one returned to get done. No one returned to the prophet Elijah. And he said, now I know. No longer does he say, I thought. But now I know there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Can we say with the Apostle Paul, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day? For it's necessary for us to believe on the name of Jesus Christ for the salvation of our souls. You may ask, why must Naaman go to the River Jordan? You remember, not so very, very long before, the Ark of God went before the children of Israel. And when the Ark of God went to walk at the Jordan parted and opened the way from the wilderness into the promised land. And so it says, the Ark had the feet of Christ our Savior. And the blessed blood of Jesus Christ is the only remedy for our sins. And if we confess our sins and believe on Christ as our Savior, we are saved that very moment. The miracle will take part. Your sins will be forgiven. And you will be born again by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. So may the Lord help us to realize how marvelous, how wonderful is the grace of our God. We must realize in our own heart how patient, how loving, how kind he is. He has borne with us time after time. Oftentimes we may act foolishly and turn aside, but the grace of God, the wonderful love of Christ our Savior, never fails. We fail sometimes, he faileth not. So may the Lord help us and encourage us to remember we have a God of power. We have a God of grace, a God of wonderful patience, and forbearing love that will never turn aside. We change, he changes not. Our Christ can never die, so we can rest upon him and rest in his wonderful love. May the Lord add his blessing to his word.